MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, February 5, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore, and stories we're looking at today, Beverly's North Shore Music Theater may get into the movie-making business. The Whittier Tech School Committee might be looking to regroup with a new building plan. And we'll hear from Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, there's a huge North Shore boys basketball game tonight. Newburyport at Manchester Essex, and we'll have some details. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Sunny upper 30s today. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:22 p.m. The owner of the North Shore Music Theater in Beverly is considering getting into the movie-making business. Paul Layton reports in today's Salem News that Bill Haney is exploring the possibility of building four large sound stages to be constructed for movies and television productions. Haney explains that the project is in the very early stages of exploration, and his plans do continue to keep the music theater open. The North Shore Music Theater has hosted musicals, plays, and concerts for nearly 70 years. The Healy Driscoll administration has awarded Gloucester $144,000 to install heat pumps to make improvements at various city buildings. Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times that the state's Green Communities Grant is sending out $7.7 million in grants around the state. According to Gemma Wilkins, Gloucester's sustainable coordinator, the projects are expected to save the city $17,000 a year in energy costs. In Newburyport, the Bartlett Mall restoration project will be on hold for an indefinite time after bids for the project came back higher than expected. The Daily News is reporting that the city's special project manager, Kim Turner, had hoped bids would come in at around $2.6 million, but the lowest bid was much higher at $4.3 million. The Whittier Tech Building Committee met last week, and Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon attended that meeting. He says it was short and not much happened.
The agenda talked about like them speaking about next steps and kind of debriefing from the vote, but we really didn't get any of that. And I was there along with some people from Newburyport as well as the surrounding communities there. So it was a public meeting. We were sitting in their auditorium with their building committee, and it was about a 21-minute meeting. They called it to order. It was funny, the OPM from left field in charge of the project was the one running the meeting, which I thought was a little odd. But they opened the meeting. They talked about shutting down the website and disbanding the committee. And then someone got up and just thanked the committee for all their hard work. And then they went to public comment. So there was really no, there was no debrief from the vote and any kind of collaborative effort to talk about what possible next steps would be.
Reardon adds the Whittier Tech superintendent is planning a meeting for this week to bring in members of the sending communities to provide and update the school's plans.
Most likely they'll lose the funding that they had from the MSBA, which, again, is incredibly unfortunate. But at the same time, I do think they were asking for a project that just wasn't feasible. So, it's a shame that they're losing those state funds that the MSBA awarded. But when you're talking about a half billion dollar building, it just wasn't a feasible plan. I think the vote, showed you that.
It was reported last week that Reardon had hired a lawyer for the city regarding the Whittier School project. He explains it was done for several reasons.
I wanted to know different scenarios about if the vote went this way, went that way. Like, I wanted someone to be able to look at all these things and then also dig in to the Whittier Regional Agreement. Because we knew whatever the result was, is that we wanted to dig into that and hopefully get the rest of the 10 other communities on board with looking at this agreement and amending it. It hasn't been amended once since it was created in 1967. And of course, that's not right. There's definitely been opportunities over the last 4 years where they should have, four times during these past 50 years where they should have, looked at this agreement and opened it back up for amending, which they haven't done. So I'm excited to get that process started. I've really enjoyed working with the lawyer that we have working on it right now.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon speaking on his Mayor's Corner podcast. Linfield has extended the contract of Town Administrator Rob Dolan. The Daily Item is reporting that the Select Board gave unanimous approval to the plan to extend Dolan's contract through 2026. Sports with Bill Newell next, followed by North Shore Today Extra, as we take a more in-depth look at tonight's big Newburyport-Manchester Essex boys basketball game.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute, cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved-out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics beat the Grizzlies last night 131-91. They return to action Wednesday night when they'll host Atlanta. The Bruins return to action tomorrow night after the All-Star break. They'll be hosting Calgary. It's Truck Day at Fenway Park today, the day the equipment truck leaves for spring training. High school boys basketball tonight, Newburyport playing at Manchester Essex. Both teams undefeated in Cape Ann League play. Newburyport coach Mark Elmendorf about the game tempo tonight. This could be a high-tempo game, like 10 times the normal tempo. What do you think, coach?
I'm going to be honest. I'm not sure. I have not watched a lot of their stuff yet. I know we're going to try to play as hard and as fast as we can. We've played the same defense every game for the last 8 to 10 games at least, so we're gonna try to pressure the ball and get them out of their offense and do what we can in that way. But, you know, I think it'll come down to, you know, who shoots well and who handles it, and we'll go from there.
Newburyport boys basketball coach Mark Elmendorf. Tim St. Laurent, the boys basketball coach at Manchester Essex, on his two top players to watch tonight.
Very lucky to have, you know, an arsenal of players. But right now, Cade First is a senior guard. He's averaging 24, 25 points a game. He gets between 4 and 6 steals a game. He's a great leader. With the rest of the guys, great shooter. He can drive. He can do it all. And then, big Eddie Horaeus. Eddie is committed to the Coast Guard Academy, which, we're really proud of him on. He averages a double-double every night. He's second in our team in assists. He averages over 10 points. That gets close to 12 to 13 rebounds a game. You know, he's 6'6", 240 pounds of all muscle. And just a fantastic kid. And like I said, him going to the Coast Guard Academy is a terrific honor for him and his family.
Manchester Essex boys basketball coach Tim St. Laurent. We have interviews with both coaches on our website, and we'll have a game report tonight on our website on this game at Manchester Essex. Tip-off at 6:30 this evening. High school hockey over the weekend. Essex Tech was a winner over Triton 3-2. Junior forward Jaden Vargas scored all three of the Essex Tech goals. They're now 8-6-1, number 5 in D3. Mark Leonard, coach of Essex Tech boys hockey.
Yeah, great game. It really was. It was back and forth. You know, they're a very good team, and they were coming off a tough loss, so I knew they were going to be fired up to play us, and we had beat them the first time. But I tell you what, we played a real solid game. Our third line, and we're sick and we're beat up right now, and I know everyone is this time of year, but you know, we were missing our first line left wing today, Anthony Bacenti. He's sick as a dog. Logan Casey's been sick all week. My son Brady's been sick all week. Jaden Vargas didn't play Wednesday. He kind of got banged up on his leg, but he came today. And, you know, they really played well. And our third lines today, kids that don't play a ton, a kid named Mikey Cann, he's a junior. On the left wing, a senior, Dom Tiberi, who really has worked himself into a regular shift this year. Worked very hard, and then a sophomore from Danvers, Brian Delisio, who has a ton of speed. And because they played so well tonight and had a lot of pressure on that team, we were able to rest our first couple lines who were tied and beat up. And I really think that was a huge factor in this game.
Speaking of huge games, in girls hockey tonight, the Peabody team plays at St. Mary's, and this is a huge game. The St. Mary's Spartans, 12-1-1 on the season for PLNR. They are 11-1 on the season. Puck drop tonight at 7 p.m. St. Mary's coach Frank Pagliuca on playing PLNR and coach Michelle Roach.
Yeah, sure. Michelle does a great job with her group and always has them ready, and they're organized and they play really well, and they play the right way. So it's obviously going to be another challenge for us. And, you know, obviously we want to win the game, but it's more important, like, the process, how we play, because, like I said, we're trying to build upon and stack good, you know, good consistent play. So when we get in the tournament, it does become a one game season. We're ready to go. So, you know, they're a quality opponent. I think our kids are looking forward to the challenge, and hopefully we come and give our best result.
This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Monday, everybody. North Shore Extra is next with details on the Manchester-Essex-Newburyport boys basketball game. Just stay with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States, and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is North Shore Today Extra, and today we are featuring a few extended clips from the interviews that we did over the weekend with the two high school boys basketball coaches, Newburyport's Mark Elmendorf and Manchester Essex coach Tim St. Laurent. They are involved in a huge game tonight at Manchester Essex, both teams undefeated in Cape Ann League play. So there's been a lot of anticipation for this game for the last several weeks. This is Coach Mark Elmendorf from Newburyport High School on that anticipation.
Everybody's looking forward to it, obviously. People have been talking about it for a long time. I've tried personally to stay as focused as I can on one game at a time. But obviously that's in the back of our mind for weeks now. They're very, very good. We're good. What I have enjoyed is talking to all the other coaches in the Cape Ann League. They all wish that they could be at the game as well. And I think the entire Cape Ann League is playing that night, so it'll be just us and them. But that's been really fun. It's a great league. The coaches are real good guys, and it's been fun for me to kind of anticipate the game. So it should be good.
Well, I'd like you to kind of break it down for me as maybe I can structure my questions this way. Height-wise, if we're to do height matchups, how does it break down, Newburyport versus Manchester Essex?
Well, their big kid in the middle, Eddie, I'm not going to pronounce his name correctly, Chalaris, is that how you say it? I guess he's about 6'6", 220 from what I've heard. I remember him a little bit from last year. He's obviously bigger than anybody we have strength-wise. Carson Gretz, our big guy in the middle, is probably about 6'5", and he is clearly way stronger than he was last year. But that'll be a tough matchup. I'm anxious to – I've got at least two or three game films on them that I will watch today, and our team is going to watch it together this afternoon. But, that's going to be a challenge for us.
Absolutely. And, you know, one guy doesn't necessarily tell the story with rebounding for a team. What about, what are your take? And I guess maybe you still have to watch some more film here as we talk on Friday. But, what about the other four as they might impact, rebounding?
You know, we have Finn Brennan in the middle, who's also I think he's bigger than any of their other guys. So hopefully that will kind of neutralize things a little bit. He's about 6'3", 210. and strong as an ox. So hopefully he will, you know, that will help us. And then, you know, our three other starters are not huge, but they can all shoot, they can all run, they can all score. So hopefully.
Newburyport boys basketball coach Mark Elmendorf. Tim St. Laurent, boys basketball coach at Manchester Essex. We talked to him over the weekend as well.
You know, we're playing a Newburyport team that's undefeated in the Cape Ann League as well. They're in the Cape Ann large. We're in the Cape Ann small. They are, you know, we talk about it with our kids at practice. They're like us. They got five good players on the floor the entire game. They're very strong and physical. But we're just going to stick to our game plan like we've been doing the entire year, playing great defense and running the ball through our big scorer and our big man, and hopefully we come out with a victory again.
All right, tell us what do you see as the matchups here? In the sense that it's 5-on-5, obviously, but where do you matchups, or are there matchups that you can sort out to us that intrigue you or you really are paying attention to?
I think it's all five. But as we've done our entire year, we come down and we look to either dump it into the post to our 6'6" big man, Eddie Horaeus, or we try to run the ball through Kate first, who's averaging close to 25 points a game. The defense is either going to play us straight up or they're going to double us. And then we look to exploit the mismatch we have from there. And that's been our philosophy, you know, all year long. The other three guys that are on the floor with Cade and Eddie can score just as well. But we're a very disciplined team. At the same time, our defense has been phenomenal all year long. And we're going to need it at its best to beat a good team like Newburyport.
Talking about your offense against their defense, they have they don't have a 6'6" guy, I guess, but they do have guys that are, you know, above 6 feet, I think, right? And so
they have two very, very, very good forwards. They're both junior forwards. They can both handle the ball. They can both shoot the ball. Like us, they have a guy on the floor that covers their. He'll be matched up against Cade. You know, they have a guy strictly on there that covers the best player every game, and he can score it as well. So, and then to counter those two guys, they got two very good shooters in number 3 and number 13, that, you know, defend well, and we're going to have to get on them. And if we're in the man or the zone, we're going to have to work our tail.
A few extended comments from North Shore boys basketball coaches, that right there, Tim St. Laurent from Manchester Essex High School, and prior to that, Mark Elmendorf from Newburyport High School. Again, the big game tonight at Manchester Essex, tip-off at 6:30, and we'll have a game report here on our website tonight later on this evening at msonewsports.com. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining Rick Moore and myself here on North Shore Today.